We brought you some testimonials from attendees of this year's Washington Leadership Conference. Let's hear a bit more of what those members gained from their experience and what they'll be taking back to their home chapters.
We got to keep people to be involved with it because it doesn't just start with us, it starts with everyone, so even people under us. So I believe that with the aspect of the population growing and how more intense the agriculture industry is going to grow, I think more people have to have compassion for different ways to be involved with agriculture. Everybody is different, and it's important to have compassion for others who don't necessarily look like you or talk like you or, you know, are you. It's important to realize that we're all people. We all have the same common goal, which is to have a purpose to be involved and to make it where you're being intentional with your work and you're not just doing it because, you know, you don't want to do it or because it's important to do it. And just to see the way that we as people of this world, how impactful that is and what we can do to help. I think that session really sparked a lot of people's interest to want to seek out others and have way more compassion. We go back to that word compassion because you have to have compassion for other people's needs, and that's when it goes to diversity again, because that's a diverse situation. You put a rich person next to a poor person, and then when you break out the two, oh, we have diversity in this room because you have $1,000 but only have $5. So I thought that one was by far one of the ones that it definitely stuck to me the most.
It was really cool hearing how other people brought in, like, you know, their potential for agriculture, even though they didn't live on a farm or work on a farm. And I'm sort of in the same situation. So hearing from their stories, I was able to build up what I kind of wanted to do back at home. And I thought that, you know, that was very important to hear.
In my FFA chapter, I'd love to make sure that we're listening to everyone's opinions and recognizing that because of our diversity in our chapter and in our state, as far as agriculture is concerned, it's important to follow those messages and listen and make sure you understand everyone and take what you learn from them. And instead of ridiculing them for a different opinion, use it, understand it, and make sure that you know why they're thinking that way so you can take a step back and understand maybe your opinion might change. And it's all for the better. So just make sure you're always looking at diversity as a positive, as a strength, rather than a reason to oppress someone.
It's definitely okay to be different. Before I came to this conference, I was a little skeptical and like a little unsure, being completely honest, just because I am different because of my race. And that goes back to when this organization was first started. Even white females weren't allowed to be a part of the organization. It was only for white males. So getting a chance to be able to just be in a room with, you know, so many different personalities, they get a chance to experience what it's like coming from the rural and like urban aspect, and just like hearing out so many different people's stories and perspectives is by far amazing. And I just think it's something that really prepares people for the real world, because like we don't live in a black world or a white world. It's more of a, we're all together.